Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 28th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Titus chapter 3 verses 1 to 11. Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle towards everyone. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn them a second time. After that, have nothing to do with them. You may be sure that such people are warped and sinful. They are self-condemned. Today's article, titled Building Others Up, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. John Newton's life was dramatic, not least in how he changed from being a slave trader to one who, after he came to faith in Christ, influenced the 18th century movement to abolish slavery in England. Although many thought he was a Christian when he nearly drowned at sea, he admitted that he wasn't fully converted to Christ until much later. He said that his faith flourished when he met a ship captain who helped him receive the gift of grace and instructed him theologically. Newton's life was never the same. His story illustrates our need for mentors, which is reflected in Paul's letter to Titus. The apostle instructed this leader of the church in Crete to remind the believers of their new life in Christ. No longer were they foolish, disobedient, and deceived. Rather, God saved them because of His mercy. Paul wanted Titus to stress these things for the good of the believers, that they would leave their old life behind and embrace the things of God's kingdom. They needed wise people to help them live with gentleness and humility, and to reflect the character of Christ. We can take encouragement from the stories of John Newton and the church in Crete. Not only can our faith in God be strengthened through others, but we too can be used to build up the faith of fellow Christians. Let's pray. Loving God, help me to pass on from the riches that You gave me. I want to share with others from the goodness of Your grace and mercy. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.